一直到摩西
So from Adam until Moses
死就借着罪做王
And also this death through sin has reigned over the world
罪就不是单单被了解是一种行为的失败的问题而已
Sin then is not to be understood as failure in conduct
罪就变成一个控制我们的邪恶的力量
But an evil power that controls over us
你看到了吗
You see
所以保罗在这里讲的变成人格化的罪
So if you personify sin that
Paul is talking Personify sin just like a person with the reality of power to control, to accuse, and to blame us.
一个人格化的这个罪呢，乃是好像一个人能够控制我们，能控制我们。
就是基督教的罪观与所有宗教的罪观不同的地方。
This concept of this sin in Christianity is different from other religions.
虽然回教受了基督教圣经很大的影响
Even though Islam is influenced by Christianity
特别是旧约
And especially with the Old Testament
当回教徒思想到有受审判的时候
When the Muslims talk about judgment in the future
他们的教训就是天使来要用天庭把你所做的好事坏事量一量结果如果你的罪多于你的义的话你要受审判
It will be the angel that come and weigh you on the scale if your evil thing is more than your good things then you'll be judged by the angels
如果你的义比你的罪更多的话很可能你会蒙上帝的赐福
If your righteousness is much more than your sin maybe God will have mercy on you
是就是回教徒一生一世要行善祈祷任性盼望可以得到上帝身边一个好的地方。
So as for the Muslim, they pray the good thing in their whole life, so they please God.
这个宗教是伟大的宗教。
And this is a great religion, of course.
基督教的圣经给我们看到更深一层的东西。
But then the Bible allows us to see a deeper thing.
就是罪不是单单行为的层次。
Sin is not only considered with a level of conduct.
罪变成一个控制的能力。
And because sin becomes a power that controls.
罪变成一个控告的声音。
Become a voice that accuses.
罪变成王管制你的一切。
Become a power that controls all things in us.
我相信我们心灵的深处知道我讲这些事的时候跟你的经验有何等雷同的地方
Deep in your heart you know that what I've spoken is similar to what you experienced
一个犯罪的人最大的痛苦不是被人发现
The one who have sinned not the biggest difficulty is not people discovered
最大的痛苦是自己控告
But then he himself accuses himself
一个罪人最大的痛苦是自己没有办法原谅自己
The greatest sorrow of a sinner is that he cannot forgive himself
自己没有办法忘记自己所犯的
That he cannot forget what he has committed
所以他就把自己好像非常分割一样的自己恨恶自己自己审判自己
So as if he made a separation from himself he himself will hate himself he himself will judge himself
你说这个跟圣灵来了叫人自己责备自己有什么不同的意思
As compared to what the Bible says Holy Spirit comes up with judge against ourselves what's the difference
完全不一样
It's totally different
请你注意听下面不一样的地方
Pay attention what's the difference
一个没有圣灵工作的自己责备自己是消极悲观是把人带到死的地步的
A one where Holy Spirit that he judge himself only bring him to passivity
一个在圣灵工作之下产生自己对己责备的人是因为受基督的爱激励使他弄积极的回到悔改的可能性
The one who is illuminated by the Holy Spirit he rebuild and also he judge himself he positively he will be brought back to God
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
所以当你良心责备你的时候
So when a conscience accuses you
是因为你受要受刑罚为了要受刑罚被发现惧怕而责备自己
It is because you want to be judged because of that you're frightened you judge yourself then
特别是犯罪以后人性就变成这种软弱
especially after man has fallen man has this weakness in our human nature
当一个人受圣灵感动责备自己的时候
when a man is touched by Holy Spirit and he has self-judgment
他就感觉到他很伤心因为他与圣洁的神之间的关系被罪玷污了
he grieved because his relationship with God now has been polluted
所以这段圣经给我们看见
So this passage allows us to see
保罗对罪的解释已经进到一个人格化的地步来
Paul's exposition of sin now comes the personified sin
过犯
trespasses
有罪就做了王
and sin now reigns
罪就进到世界
sin now enters the world
罪就控制了
sin now controls man
罪变成一个权柄
sin become a power
罪变成一个审判官
become a judge
罪变成一个把我们控制没有办法把我们没有办法释放出来的那个限制。
Become someone who controls us, so we cannot be delivered from it.
不但如此
，Not only so,
我们感觉罪就一人进到这个世界。
Sin because of one single man enter the world.
这个叫做罪的归算。
And then imputation of sin.
Imputation of sin.
罪的归算。
这个不是 sin。
This is sins,
不是多数的，是单数的，是罪的归算。
So the imputation of sin,
也就是变成罪人的意思。
And so we become sinners.
那么罪人怎样把他的罪性呢？以代表性的原则归算到别人的身上呢？
Sin and the sinful nature, how that full imputation it become ours?
罪人生的是罪人。
Sin, sinners become sinners.
我们在两个礼拜前。已经解释了根本没有什么因为性的关系而把罪带到下一代的这种圣经的教训。
And 2 weeks ago we have spouted it is not through sexual action the sin has been passed to the next generation
而是因为代表性的缘故在亚当生命源流里面被生出来的人都自动成了罪。
But through the principle of representation, he who is born after Adam becomes sinless.
亚当里面的人都是罪人。
He who is in Adam now becomes sinless.
因为一个人犯罪，罪就进入世界。
Because that a man sinned, and this is that entered the world.
罪进到世界有死就临到众人。
And because sin entered into the world, and death comes to all men.
接下来一句话，因为众人都犯了罪。
And that is it, because all men have sinned.
那么众人都犯了罪，就变成他们自己的行动，不是单单归算的问题。
So all men have sinned between their own conduct, they sin themselves, not because of the imputation principle.
我们已经解了，这就是原罪跟本罪不同的地方。
So now we have explored original sin and also actual sin.
那我是因为有原罪才有可能犯本罪吗？
It is because I have the original sin that it causes me to sin.
所以我犯罪我不能不犯，因为我是罪人的后代，我怎么能不犯罪？
So I sin in action because I am the descendants of a sinful man.
如果是这样，上帝怎么会审判我？
If that is so, why is that God judge me?
因为呢，亚当犯罪。
Because Adam sinned,
我才做罪人。
Then I become a sinner.
那么上帝审判我，因为我是罪人。
And God judged me because I'm a sinner.
请注意，我们解释了。
Pay attention with this.
上帝不因为你的原罪给你审判。
God will not judge you because of original sin.
上帝因为你的本罪给你审判。
Because of actual sin, they got judged.
所以这个总原则很清楚。
So this principle is clear.
人要按照自己所行的或善或恶受报。
According to what it is done, whether good or evil, you'll be repaid.
这是神的公义。
So there's a righteousness of God.
我再解释一起，就是所有的孩子没有犯罪的时候，他死的时候，原罪不受审判。上帝的儿子耶稣基督主动为他的原罪死了。
And all the babies, they are not being judged when they die because Christ Jesus had died for their original sin.
所以那些婴孩没有犯本罪而死的人就自动得救了。
So those babies without their actions, they become saved.
现在我要再问一个问题。
One more question.
那么耶稣基督把我们称义的时候
，Jesus Christ when he justify us,
是因为他是我们的代表。
Because he is our representative.
他是人类的第二个代表。
He is the second representative of humankind.
不是单单第二，而是最后一个代表。
Not just the second, but the final one.
亚当与我们的关系是由于罪以致以罪。
So the relationship of us and Adam is from sin to sin.
因为亚当是罪人，我们都被称为是罪人。
Because Adam is a sinful man, and that's why we all call sinners.
因为亚当悖逆，我们都在悖逆的源流中间被生下来。
And so because Adam is rebellious, in him we are born and become sinners.
因为亚当不顺从神，所以罪就控制了他的生命。
And because Adam disobeyed God, and that's why in him we are being controlled by sin.
这样死就用罪作王。管制了每一个犯罪的人。
And death to the reign of sin now in control of all men.
那么耶稣基督怎么样呢？
What about Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督成了顺从之人的根源。
And he became the source of all those obedience.
耶稣基督顺从成了所有顺从之人真正的原本。
Because Christ Jesus obeyed, and that's why he became the true self of those who obey God.
讲希伯来书第五章就讲了一句很重要的话。
That's why in Hebrews chapter 5 it says.
因为他凡事顺从。
Because you obey in all things.
借着苦难学习顺从，以至于完全。
Through suffering, he learns obedience and becomes perfect.
所以他就为反顺从之人的人得救，永永远远的根源。
So for all those who obey, become the source of all those who obey.
这样，因为亚当一个人的悖逆
，and because of Adam's rebellion,
罪临到世界
，sin comes to the world.
因为亚耶稣基督一个人的顺从
，because Christ's single man's obedience,
义就临到这个世界
，and righteousness comes to the world.
众人因亚当被称为罪人
，and all because of Adam become a sinner.
众人因基督的顺从被称为义人
，and all in Christ's obedience become justified.
那么这个基督以奴仆的身份完全顺从天主。
So Christ Jesus using the position as a slave totally is obedient to God.
所以他才成为义的原本。
And that's why it becomes the substance of righteousness.
那么顺从跟义到底什么关系
？And obedience and righteousness, what's the relationship?
你把这些道理都听通了以后
，When you understand all this,
那么你看到很多很难的圣经都一一迎刃而解了。
You see all these difficult passages now become simple.
为什么顺从跟义有关系
？Why is there a relationship between obedience and righteousness.
顺从神
，with obedience to God，
就是归向神。
You return to God，
神是义。
God is righteous.
你归到神的自己里面，你在义里面为自己定位。
When you return into the self of God, you fix a position of self in the righteousness.
清楚了吗？
Clear.
因为神是义的本体。
Because God is substance of righteousness.
所以你把你的己归到神的己里面的时候
，So when your self return to the self of God,
你就为你自己的己定了一个义的地位。
So then you find a position of righteousness in God.
你归向神
，You return to God.
把你的己归向神的己里面。
Your self return to the self.God,
神是义的本体
God is a substance of
神是真理的本体
and the substance of truth,
神是良善的本体
and the substance of goodness,
神是爱的本体
and the substance of love,
神是圣洁的本体
and the holiness,
所以神是义者是圣者是善者是恒者是爱者
So he is the holy one, he is the one love, he is the righteous one
神就是爱
So he is love
神就是义
He is righteous.
神就是圣洁
He is holy.
神就是良善
He is goodness.
你顺从就归向神的义
When you obey, you return to your righteousness.
基督的顺从是代表了人类成为顺从之人真正的一个根源
So the obedience of Christ Jesus become the representative, the true source of us to be righteous.
这样因信基督你就可以称义了
So because you believe in Jesus, you can be justified and be called righteous.
这里所讲的义有两个层面。
And there are two levels of what you mean by righteousness.
我们的第三章曾经提过的。
In chapter 3 you mentioned.
消极的一方面。
Passively.
就是神不再把你算作罪人。
God no more condemns us as a sinner.
神把你当作是一个义人。
But you are counted as a righteous man.
不再为你罪审判你。
No more you are judged because of sin.
因为神赦免你。
Because God forgives you.
所以你不再被算为罪人。
So you are no more counted as a sinner.
你被称为义人。
But called righteous.
You are no more counted as a sinner.
不再算是罪人。
You are considered as ato righteous man.
但是算一个义人。
这个叫做因信称义。
And that's called justification by faith.
那么第二样是什么呢
?The second aspect.
就不但你不再被称为是罪人。
Only you are no more called a sinner.
基督因为顺从神所得的义就从他的十字架上现在临到你的身上。
The righteousness of Jesus Christ because he died on the cross is obedient to God now come to you.
所以马丁路德这么说。
So Martin Luther said,
我把我的罪交到十字架上。
I gave my sin to the cross.
基督从十字架上把上帝的义赐给我。
Christ from the cross gave God's righteousness to me.
所以我变成诚义的人。
So I become a justified man.
因为我是在基督里面诚义的。
Because it is in Christ I'm justified.
这样我们要看罪因为代表性从亚当临到众人。
So you see that through the principle of representation through Adam come to the world.
照样，义也因为基督的代表性临到众人。
Likewise, the righteousness of Christ Jesus through the representation principle comes to us.
现在一个很重要的问题来。
Now, a very important question comes.
亚当是罪人，生下的人都是罪人。
And it is through Adam we have been begotten, we are all sinners.
Because Adam is a sinner, and all who were born in Adam also become sinners.
因为亚当是罪人，那个在亚当之后生的都是罪人。
那你说呢？耶稣基督是义者。
You say Christ is a righteous one.
我们称义以后
，after we justified，
为什么我们生出来还是罪人
？Why say our children are sinners？
怎么解释呢
？How to explain？
李建南因信称义了。
So I'm justified by faith。
那么他的孩子是一生下来就义人吗
？So can my daughter also become a righteous man after she was born？
什么？基督徒生义人呢，生罪人。
Christian begets righteous man or sinners。
我问你啊。
I'm asking you。
啊，罪人生罪人。
Sinners beget sinners。
为什么义人也生罪人
？Why is it righteous man also beget sinners？
哎，基督徒到底是生出基督徒或者生出罪人出来
？Christian beget Christian or Christian beget sinners？
你怎么知道
？How do you know？
因为你妈妈很好，你很坏蛋。
Because your mother is good, you are no good.
所以你说基督徒生罪人出来。
That's why you say Christian begets sinners.
对不对啊
？Is that right?
罪人生罪人。
Sinners beget sinners.
就叫罪的归算。
And that's imputation of sin.
义人生罪人。
Righteous man begets sinners.
就叫做义不归算。
Which is non-imputation of righteousness.
怎么解释呢
？How do you explain?
罪人生罪人。哦，你说我明白。
Sinners beget sinners. I understand.
如果这样说，义人也生义人。
If that's so, righteous man also begets righteous man.
才叫做公平呢。
That's called balance.
对不对呢？
Isn't it?
那么基督徒一生出来就一个基督徒，小基督徒出来了。
So Christian will beget little Christians.
是不是呢
？Isn't it?
或者生出一个罪人出来呢
？Or they beget a sinner.
我问你啊。
Oh, I'm asking you.
你们结婚，基督徒好基督徒跟好基督徒结婚，生罪人出来，你甘愿吗
？Good Christian, marry good Christian. They beget sinners. Are you willing?
你主啊，我就是要找好基督徒，等四年才找到，你还是给我生个罪人出来
？Lord, I'm waiting for 4 years before I get a good Christian. I get married. How come I beget sinners?
我长得很好的，结果还是生罪人出来。
I get a good Christian. Yes, I beget also a sinner.
应当义人生义人，罪人生罪人，这样好好做人。
You say righteous man should beget righteous man, sinner man should beget sinner.
我才甘愿做人吗
？Then I'm willing to be a man.
罪人生罪人
，sinners beget sinners.
那么义人应当生义人
，and righteous man should beget righteous man.
对不对
？Is that so?
对不对
？Is that so?
讲一个野史是个小孩子。
Little boy was saying that.
他讲错了，所以他是罪人。
我再问你，义
人生义人。
Righteous man beget righteous.
罪人生罪人
，sinner beget
sinner. 对不对
？Isn't right?
不是。
No.
圣经说
，The Bible says,
因一人犯罪，众人都犯了罪。
Because a man sin, all men have sinned.
就众人说，哦
，all have sinned.
那么后来很奇怪，下边说，因为一个人，耶稣一人，众人都称义，也是用 all。
And also say because Christ is righteous and all become righteous in Him.
所以怎么解释这句话呢
？So how to expound this?
第一种解释
，the first exposition，
这个 all 既然指所有的
，since all point to all men，
亚当来了，全世界都罪人了
，so when Adam after Adam all have sinned，
自然的
，natural，
自动的
，natural，
必然的，没有例外的
，there's no exception，
所有亚当的后代都是罪人
，all the offspring of Adam now become sinners，
同样的原则
，the same principle，
上帝赐下耶稣基督。
God has given Christ Jesus.
就要使全世界人自动变成义人。
So the whole world automatically become righteous man.
对不对
？Is that right?
对不对？不对。
Wrong.
对不对？讨论一下好不好
？Why don't you discuss?
啊，半分钟你们讨论。
Have a minute in discuss.
你跟旁边的谈一下，快点快点。这个解释对不对
？Is it a right interpretation?
不讲话的上台哦，对不对？啊，你们回答，现在回答我，
so、now we can
对不对
？Is it right？
对不对？不对，
no.
为什么不对
？Why wrong？
因为亚当一个人犯罪，全世界犯罪，耶稣称义，全世界称义，
Because、
对不对
？Sin all men have sinned, Christ righteous, all is righteous。
不对
，No。
为什么不对
？Why？
因为这一件事这样解释，这个叫做普。旧论的神学思想
，and that is a theological thinking called universalism.
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 什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
所有的人都要得救。
all will be saved.
那么你说，如果这样，为什么要传福音呢？
You say then why do we preach the gospel?
上帝是慈爱，
God is mercy.
要全世界都得救，
that all will be saved.
主动得救，
automatically.
你说真的吗？
Is that so?
那如果这样，为什么要传福音呢？
Then why must we preach the gospel?
你给他知道他高兴吗？
You let them know so they'll be happy.
不知道你就不高兴吗？
Because if they don't know, they're not happy.
基督徒跟非基督徒不同的地方。就是都得救，但是基督徒知道他得救，非基督徒不知道，很可怜。
So the difference between Christian and non-Christian is that Christian know that they are saved, and that's why they're happy. Non-Christians don't know, and they are painful.
所以你要去传福音。
So you are preaching the gospel.
传福音什么意思呢？
What am I preaching the
gospel? 就是宣布好消息。
To proclaim the good news.
You proclaim the evangelium, the good news. 你把这个好消息告诉他，耶稣已经救你了。耶稣已经为你死了，你已经得救了，你说，好嘞，我得救了。原来如此。
Well, I realize now.
传福音就报好消息嘛。
So to preach the gospel, we need to proclaim the good news.
这个教训叫普救主义。
That's called universalism.
普救主义真正的根据就是这一段圣经。
And that is the foundation passage.
所以他们引用这段圣经说，因为一人，众人都做罪人。因为一人耶稣基督全世界都得救
because of one all have become sinner because of one all become righteous
我们不可以接受这样的道理
we cannot accept this doctrine
因为这样的道理是强词夺理用 all 两个字来把它主动的解成是同样的等级
because that's a misinterpretation of the word all in both cases
圣经不是这样的教
义 the Bible does not explain this
如果是这样解的话
If that's the way to expound,
你就违背了许许多多其他的经文的教训。
Then you contradict many of the other passages in the Bible.
因为圣经告诉我们，那些淫乱的、那些说谎的、那些拜偶像的，他们的结局就是第一是祸福，第二次的死。
Because the Bible says that those who commit adultery, they have the ending. That is the end of.
甚至耶稣基督。晚上祷告中夜又选择了这个犹大他说从起初就知道他的灭亡之子
Even Christ Jesus when he prayed for whole night before he selected all the 12 disciples he knew from the very beginning that Judah had no faith
虽然这些圣经人这样解释
Even the people expound this verse in this manner
但全本圣经没有支持全人类都得救的道理
But the Bible doesn't support a universalism.
所以我们不可接受普救主。
So we cannot accept this universalism.
第二种的解释。
The second exposition.
因为罪人生下的是罪人。
Because sin.
所以义人生下的就是义人。
So the righteous man will beget righteous man.
这就表示了基督徒就主动生得救的人。
Which is Christians will beget Christians.
不必传福音不要紧，因为基督徒越生越多，就是世界很多人信主。
Never by the way you don't preach because Christians will beget more Christians.
生在基督家里的。就主动成义了。
He said those who are born in the Christian home will automatically become Christians.
这个第二种解释对不对呢
？The second interpretation is that right?
也是不对。
Wrong.
如果基督徒生下一个在他家里人就主动做基督徒的话
，If a Christian is born to a Christian home become a Christian automatically.
那么悔改的道理只需要对别人宣讲。对基督徒家里的孩子不必讲悔改的道理。
Then this gospel of repentance not have to preach to Christians, only to non-Christians.
这样，只要生在肉身的基督徒家中的人，就主动被圣灵重生。
It is only those who are born by flesh in a Christian home automatically will regenerate by Holy Spirit.
所以违背圣经其他地方的教义。
So this also go against other places of passage of the Bible.
今天为什么许多基督教的国家子子孙孙的冷淡？犯罪比许多非基督教的国家更可怕。
Why is that so? This Christian nation, the next generation become colder in their faith.
因为他们的下意识，生在基督徒家里的人就主动当然是基督徒。
Because subconsciously they thought that I'm born in a Christian home, automatically I become a Christian.
有一次我从大雅旗步道以后，坐车13个钟头到缅南城市去。
大雅旗，
阿杰。
There was one from Aceh. After I preached, I took a bus. I went to this Medan.
那车里面满得不得了。
It was so packed in the bus.
所以所有的行李要放在公共汽车的上面，用绳子绑住。
So we all place all the baggage on the top of the car.
那我一路一直吐。
So I vomited on the way.
因为我的身体不大好。
God, I was not feeling well.
我的太太陪着我。
My wife was accompanying me.
那时候我们刚刚结婚，还不到3个月。
We just got married only for 3 months.
在2个月里面讲到226次。
So for only 2 months, I preached for 246 times.
我疲倦的不得了。
I was so tired.
那么那个时候又就一定要坐车。
I had to go with this man.
路又不好。
And not a good road.
一边头昏，一边上梦，一边呕吐。
So I vomited on the way.
那么到了13个钟头又，就晚上7-8点就到了梅丹的城市。
So after 13 hours of traveling, when it comes to 7 p.m.
那么到不能马上到我们的地方。
We could not reach our hotel.
还要这一站停。
We got to stop on our places.
所以每一站停的时候
when you stop on the way,
就把一些箱拿下来
so they took some baggage.
所以我很紧张很怕拿打错我的箱
and three people would take away my baggage.
所以我就对那个拿箱子的小我的那个绿色的箱你给我看得好好的
so I told the conductor what's my this green baggage that I have
他对我讲一句我吓了一跳
he told me something like God's
他说我们进了美丹
when you enter 美丹
这一地区是回教区所以你放心没有抢到，但是进到基督教区比较危险。
There's a Muslim area you can feel safe, but when you enter a Christian place, I'm gonna guarantee you.
我耳朵吓了，我说你说什么？
他说 What is it?
我说这只站是回教区，很平安的。
This few stations is Islamic area, you're safe.
下几站基督教地区是很危险。
But the next few stops is a Christian place.
因为他们那边小偷强盗比较多。
Because they're more thief and also robbers.
我心里想有没有搞错啊
？Is there something wrong with myself?
或者你讲错，我听错啊
？Or maybe I heard wrongly.
好的，很不能错了。
Or maybe all is wrong.
到底在讲什么呢
？What is it?
后来我发现呢，许多所谓的基督教地区。没有产生好的行为。
Many of the Christian regions do not have good Christians.
两个原因。
Two reasons.
第一个原因。
The first.
错解这一段圣经。
They misinterpret this verse.
罪人生罪人，主动的；义人生义人，也是主动。
Sinner begets sinners, and righteous man begets righteous man automatically.
不对。
No.
第二个原因。
The second.
为什么基督教地区有一些行为很不好呢
？Why is it some of these people are no good in Christian regions?
因为他说我是因信称义，所以行为没有功劳，不靠行为。所以可以行为不好还是？
You say I'm justified by faith and nothing on my conduct. I can have this misconduct. It's okay.
所以救恩的道理误解的时候，就变成危机性的灵性。
So the misinterpretation of doctrine of salvation become a danger to us.
我们不可曲解圣经。
Do not misinterpret Bible.
曲解圣经产生的果效是使我们比外邦人的行为都不如。
Because if you were to misinterpret the Bible, it produces a kind of which is worse as compared to non-Christians.
第二种错误的解释。
And that's a second wrong misinterpretation.
第三种的解释是什么呢
？And the third,
就是义人还是生罪人出来。
This righteous man still begets sinners.
所以基督徒家里的孩子还需要悔改。
So the children of Christian homes still need repentance.
还需要上帝的光照。
Need to be illuminated by God's gospel.
还是需要真理的学习。
Need to learn from the truth.
还是需要圣灵的重生。
Need to be regenerated by Holy Spirit.
这是第三种的解释。
This is the third interpretation.
这是正确应当有的解释。
And it's a correct interpretation.
所以 Billy Graham 说，如果基督徒的家里生的孩子就自动变成基督徒的话
，Billy Graham said that if Christian home became Christian.
那么一个人生在 garage 里面就自动变成一辆汽车了。
Man who was born in garage become a car automatically.
这个不可能的事情。
It's not so.
那你说现在我们回头来看圣经的神学的支持是什么呢
？So we see that theology support from the Bible.
到底呢？为什么基督徒生的孩子还是罪人呢
？Why is it Christian still begets sinners?
我已经称义了嘛。
I'm justified.
当我信耶稣的时候
When I believe in Jesus,
我因信称义
justified by faith,
我已经成了义人了
I become a righteous man.
我有了基督的义在我身上
I have Christ's righteousness
我有义人的身份
we
义人的地位
and a position of
righteousness. 为什么罪会归算到子孙义不能归算到子孙
Why is this sin can be imputed to my offspring but not righteousness?
义是可以归算到子孙的
Of course, righteousness can be imputed to our offspring.
归算到属灵的子孙，不是肉体的子孙。
But only imputed to the spiritual offspring, not offspring by flesh.
你说啊，有两种子孙吗
？Well, two kind of offspring.
什么叫做肉身的子孙？什么叫做属灵的子孙
？What do you mean by this offspring by flesh, offspring by spirituality?
你照着肉体的遗传定力生下的孩子叫做肉身的子孙。
And according to the flesh you beget, and that's called the offspring of the flesh.
你照着圣灵从圣道的原则所生的属灵的儿女，那叫做属灵的子孙。
But the spiritual children they are born from the principle of spirituality through the Bible, through the word, through the Holy Spirit.
保罗没有孩子。
Paul has no children.
但是保罗说什么话呢
？But what did Paul say?
我等候。基督成形在你们的里面。
I'm waiting for Christ to be formed in you.
他是用上帝的道来生一些属灵的人。
He used the word of God to beget some of these people.
所以这样呢，就变成义的归算。
So that's called imputation of righteousness.
义的归算是借着你的信心，你传扬上帝的道，把基督的福音的能力。把生命生在别人的里面，这个叫做义的归算。
Imputation of righteousness is that you preach the gospel, and that through that that was born in that person.
为这个缘故，你不要说呢，为什么罪人生罪人，义人不生义人
？So you don't say that why the sinners beget sinners and righteous men don't beget righteous men.
罪人在肉身的关系上结合生了罪人。
In the relationship in flesh sinners and beget sinners.
我们在与圣灵同工的事情上生出属灵的。
Working with the Holy Spirit in spirituality, we beget the also righteous man.
所以圣经中看见两种的生。
So the Bible allows us to see two kinds of birth.
一种的生从肉身生的，就是肉身。
He who is born of a flesh also become a flesh.
第二种就从灵生的才是灵。
Who he who is born in spirit is a spirit.
这句圣经在哪里？
Where is this passage?
是耶稣基督自己所讲的话。
Why did Jesus say himself?
我们大家打开约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章第六节。
John chapter 3 verse 6.
我先读一遍，又大家一同开声来读。
Pastor will read first and then we'll follow.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵，大家同读，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵，再读一次把它背起来，从肉身生的
就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
约翰福音第三章第几节，谁讲的话？耶稣讲的话绝对不会错的。
It will not be wrong because Jesus said that.
所以这里很清楚地告诉我们
Here it talks clearly.
我们在亚当的源流生下来是因为肉身被生下来
He who is born in Adam by flesh.
我们称义之后我们跟那个义人结婚我们还是生下肉身的人
After we justify we married to a Christian yet we beget in flesh.
所以生在我们家里的都是肉身生下来
So those who are born into our family born through the flesh.
那么我们用福音的传扬
When you use the gospel,
我们上帝至圣的真道
and as a preach the word of God,
靠着圣灵的能力
through the power of Holy Spirit,
把生命放在人里面
and put life in people,
那就变成属灵的儿女
they become spiritual children,
属灵的生
spiritual birth,
那些人因真理被圣灵所生的那些人就是义人
and that people through the truth of the Bible, the word they are born, they become spiritual men.
所以圣经说上帝生的
And God begets.
圣灵生的。
Holy Spirit begets.
真道生的。
The truth begets.
福音生的。
The gospel begets.
这四个名词是同样一件事情。
And these four terms belong to one.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
如果你说这样的话，我们就很吃亏了。
They say then we fall short.
因为呢，一个人平常的人，他可以生十多个孩子。
Because for an ordinary man, they can beget 10 children.
罪人生十多个罪人出来。
And sinners beget 10 sinners.
我传福音传的半死，一个都没有。
So I preach the gospel so hard, I don't beget one.
所以我们的生育树林的是很难。
So to give birth to spiritual man is so difficult.
其实不一定的。
Not necessary.
如果你真正照着圣灵的能力
，If you're truly depending on the power of Holy Spirit,
真正恒心传福音
，Truly persistently preach,
你一个人可以生许多许多树林的孩子。
You can give birth to many spiritual children.
这样你因为义的缘故
Because of righteousness,
你把义归算到别人身上
and you impute this righteousness to others
与圣灵同工
and also working with Holy Spirit
你传讲上帝话
preach the gospel of God
这样上帝把基督的义归向归给你
and then Christ also impute his righteousness to us
你传福音的时候基督的义又归向他
when you preach the gospel Christ's righteousness impute to others
这样基督徒增长的可能性不是小的。
So the growth of Christianity is possible.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
如果每一个基督徒明白这些道理
，If every Christian understands this truth,
你就不必惧怕为什么呢？生在我们家里的人不是义人。
You will not be afraid that why say we're born in our family is not righteous man.
宋尚杰博士
，Dr. 钟松，
曾经有一天12月31号晚上跪下祷告。
It was one time in December 31st, he kneeled down and prayed.
他对上帝祈求一件事情。
He prayed to God for one thing.
明年。
Next year,
365天，从明天开始， 我要努力传道。
Serve,
我盼望在一年里面有十万个人悔改。
So that one year I'll cause
100,000 repentance.
100,000 repentance.
他这样祷告。
He prays this man.
等过了一年以后呢
？After a year.
他算出来。
He calculated.
在那一年所带的布道会。
In that year, the eventual meeting that
he. 悔改的人加起来。
Those who repented.
比他所祷告的更多。
It's more than what he asked for.
上帝的恩典是超过我们所想所求的。
So God's grace surpasses what we think and also what we ask.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
一个基督徒能做多少工作，你绝对不知道。
A Christian, you cannot just imagine how much he can do.
刚刚侍奉的时候，你感到很困难，很困难。
When you begin to ministry, you thought it's so difficult.
你从一个人到两个人就容易一点了。
From one to two is easier.
两个到五个更容易了。
From two to five is much easier.
五个到五十个也容易了。
From five to fifty is more easy.
从零到第一个最难。
From zero to one is difficult.
第一个是最难最难。
The first is the most difficult.
那个时候你的惧怕。
You're frightened,
你的自卑
you're,
你的 没有经验 你的这个不够恩赐口才经验
you're not gifted or eloquent,
使你常常裹足不前
so many times you don't move forward,
但你能克服自己的困难
but you can overcome all the shortcomings,
你能控制你自己
control yourself,
你就很容易控制你以外的事情
then you can easily control those things outside of you
先得胜自己的人很容易得胜其他的
you're victorious over yourself before you can be victorious over others
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
我们知道 Thomas 这一个 Morrison 到中国来的时候
You know this Morrison when he came to China
他花了七年的时间
He spent 7 years
才有第一个中国人信耶稣
Then he get the first Chinese
所以那是最难的就是开头的
So the beginning is the most difficult
如果没有那七年
If there's no that 7 years
两百年以后的今天怎么可能有八千万中国人做信耶稣的
200 years later how can there be this 80 million of Christians
从第一个的艰难开始
from the first difficulty
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
所以求主帮助我们
pray that God help us
给我们勇敢
you are brave
给我们有信心
we have faith
给我们有智慧
we have wisdom
我们有能力
the power
我们依靠圣灵
dependent on the Lord
充满爱心同智慧
fill with love and wisdom
把福音传给别人
praise the God for others
这样神在你身上给你的义的地位也要照样归算在许多人身上
then the righteousness that God has given to us in Christ will imputed to others too
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
因为一人的悖逆罪临到众人
because one rebel sin kept the world
因为耶稣一人的顺服义也临到
because Christ Jesus obey righteousness also come to us
我们要成为一个属灵的军队
when we become a spiritual army
把神的福音神的道神的生命神的义带着更多更多人
so that God's gospel life and righteousness can be brought to many people
愿上帝赐福我们
may God bless us
我们大家站起来一同读这一段的圣经
you all rise and read this passage
我们从第十五节一直念到第二十一节
reading from verse 15 to 21
我们一同来读
read together
只是过犯不如恩赐若因一人的过犯众人都死了何况上帝的恩典以那因耶稣基督一样中的恩赐，岂不更加倍的领导众人？因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而成立。若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受厚恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？如此说来。因一次的过犯众人就被定罪照样因一次的义行众人就称义和生命因一人的悖逆众人成为罪人照样因一人的顺从众人就成为义了律法本是外天的叫过犯显多只是罪在那里显多恩典就更显多了就是罪作王叫人死照样恩典也见证义作王叫人因我们主耶稣基督的永生我们低头祷告我为今天领受的恩典感谢主